Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
All right. Welcome back to the show. So, as of recording, we're in the first weekend of June. Thus, convention season started. Well, technically, convention season starts like around March or April. But it gets into full swing around this time. So, convention season. Today, we're just going to be talking about what you need to do to get yourself ready for convention season. I know we haven't been going to physical conventions in a long time. Last year
we were still kind of coming out of the shell because we had those restrictions.
Yeah.
And, we made it out responsibly. There was always those few people that didn't want to follow the rules. And they got what they deserved for not following. This year, I guess the rules are much more lax. They're practically almost non-existent.
Yeah.
Although it is recommended that we go with masks.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we will be going with masks. But despite that, essentially it's kind of like, we're practically out and we're ready to play again. Get back in the sandbox, so to speak.
Yeah, and look, let's just face it, we all haven't been out in the sandbox for quite some time. The last time we all actually went out and played, 2019?
Yes, right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, so we're just going to be, good citizens and remind you guys or give you guys tips that maybe you've forgotten or just didn't know if this is your first time going to a convention or returning to the first time in a long time to a convention but just forgot what you need to do to survive, we're here to help. First and foremost, what to wear. Shoes. Do not wear boots. Do not wear any type of fashion design shoes. Do not wear sandals at all. Even the ones that you put socks on, no. It won't do you any good. You're going to hurt yourself at the end of the day.
Because you'll be walking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the venue. In this case, we're talking about the great San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Well, not just, Comic-Con. You got DreamHack, you have Anime Expo, you have the New York Comic-Con, Emerald City, Comic-Cat,
There's still going to be a fair amount of walking, and sandals isn't going
to
cut it.
Yeah, highly recommend, a good recommendation to get walking shoes or running shoes. You're going to laugh and think, why walking or running shoes? Let's face it. You're going to be mobile. You're going to be in line. And you're going to need that extra support and those extra arches. Better way, the best two shoes I can give you those two. And comfort, walking and running shoes. Personally, me, I go with running shoes because, one, I usually find them in my size. I got big clown feet. I'm not going to be ashamed to say that. Two, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've noticed a big difference of wearing regular shoes and running shoes. My feet don't hurt that much. They don't swell up at the end of the day. I don't get blisters at the end of the day.
Or for some reason, when you finally, take a break from the first day, and then you sit down, and all of a sudden you're starting to feel that awful soreness.
And pain.
And pain.
Yeah. You don't get that with running shoes. You don't get that with walking shoes.
Well, you'll get it all either way, but with running shoes you'll be getting it a lot less.
Not just less, it's just more of you're not going to get it because you cuz they're meant for that. They're meant for the long haul. So, totally do those. Word of advice for getting running shoes or walking shoes, I highly recommend you to break them in a month or so before you go to your said convention. Breaking them in at a convention, not the best idea.
No.
So do yourself a favor. Go find yourself a good pair of running shoes or walking shoes or both. And buy extra support. And also, you know, not to be mean or anything like that to everybody. Get extra support that maybe also deal with odor. Look, let's face it. We all smell. There's no beating around the bush.
And considering what you're going to be doing, either walking or standing or sitting or whatever, or going around other people,
mm-hmm.
you're going to accumulate your own smells in these things. And especially since you're going to be doing, I'm using Comic-Con, Con as an example. You're going to be doing this for 5 days. You're not going to have time to have an extra set of pair of shoes. You're just going to go to the ones you're going with.
Right. And then say if you got to go take them off. Hey, you've been wearing them for like a good amount of the entire day. You haven't taken them off since what? The night before?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, see, so. So get a good pair of odor eaters. Get a good comfortable Dr. Schultz cushioning that actually has scent protector. But yeah, wear that. You're doing your feet really good in justice.
And that leads to our next point. You'll need to build up your stamina. So when you're breaking in your new shoes, take a good walk in the town. And I'm not talking about just a stroll in the park. I mean a dedicated walk. Like probably a 2 to 3 mile walk.
Yeah.
But it's only just 2 to 3 miles walking. That's just enough so you could, I know it's going to suck at first, but it's going to build up your stamina to the point where if you go to one of these big conventions like Comic-Con, you'll be used to it. You'll know that it's not a bad thing. It's not going to hurt as much as you already did the work.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have to be standing and all that crap.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Oh, of course.
You can take the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're one of those people who want to go straight into Hall H. Well, we'll get to that type of details later.
Yeah. I totally agree. Build up your stamina, but also do a workout regimen, especially for the legs and the arms. Let's face it. We're all there for one thing and one thing alone. Swag. So you're going to be carrying a lot of stuff.
Or you're going to be buying those cool shit that you want all this time and somehow they got it. And it's not necessarily small.
Or light.
Or, when we were kids and we played the book game, you have something light. Cool. You can take it. 5 hours later. Not so light now, is it?
Yeah. So do yourself a favor. Start working out now, ASAP. Well, first, go talk to a gym instructor or find someone who knows how to do workout regimens and stuff like that. Tell them what you want to do. What's your goal? You want to survive this convention. What type of a workout do you need to get yourself ready for it? Our daytime jobs here outside of doing this, neither we are cats or I are fitness instructors or anything like that.
No.
So
we just did this the old school way. Trial and error and muscle memory.
Yeah. But as I was saying, we cannot give you any type of workout regimen or something like that because even we didn't know at the time what we needed to do. We figured it out on our own. Mm-hmm. So if you have a gym membership, go talk to a professional. Go talk to them. Tell them what you want to do. And if they can help you out with a workout regimen, go with it. Mm-hmm. If you need some additional help with it or adjust it a little bit with it, go talk to them. Mm-hmm. That's the best way we can do. And like I said, for us, we've done it for so many years, trial and error. We know what works for us. So
we have our muscles, but that doesn't mean...
Well, we have our muscles, we have our stamina, we have all of that because we've gone through it. And we still go through it year in and year out to build up for convention seasons. Some are not too crazy or drastic as others. Sometimes we'll take it light and easy if we know the convention that we're going is maybe like a day or two. Other times, if we're going to go for, say, for example, Comic-Con or Anime Expo, that we know there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of walking. If we have to amp it up a little bit to get ourselves ready for it, we will amp up our workout because we know it. We know what we're expected. So that's a good way of that. Another thing too, clothing. First and foremost, I'm going to give a big shout out to cosplayers. As much as I love how they cosplay and stuff like that, it's a lot of heavy clothing.
That's something for, like, you know, if you're going to be doing exercises, cardio.
Yes.
You're going to be wearing that stuff for hours.
Well, no, not just that. It was just, they're wearing it for hours. It's very uncomfortable. Sometimes certain conventions in certain cities, it'll be hotter than others. Sometimes it's colder than others. Sometimes, depends upon the weather. It could be snowing. It could be raining, you know. But I got to give a mad shout out to the cosplay community because, you know, rain or shine, they're a dedicated bunch. So I got to give them mad respects for that. For everyone else who doesn't cosplay or has nothing to do with cosplaying at all whatsoever, wear what is comfortable to you in the right conditions. The reason why I say that is, example, do you want to wear pants, jeans, or do you want to wear like jeans, a hoodie, a beanie, and boots to a convention in a city where, say, like, it's normally like 100 plus for 3 days? And it doesn't matter if they have air conditioning inside the venue where you're going to be out. Outside, it's always going to be stinking hot. Would you want to wear that?
Well, you know, with my experience, I would say simply yes because I'm used to it. But if I was a noob, hell no.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that'll lead you to wanting to buy water, and that leads to, like, a lot of expensive prices. And the mere fact that you're not, you know, you might be comfortable for a little bit, but then once you walk out because you want to go to a McDonald's or something, no, you're going to be bleh. Right. And you got to come right back. And who's to say you're walking to that McDonald's? That's not good.
Exactly. And say if
you're exerting too much energy.
No. And say if that McDonald's is 3 city blocks long.
That means you haven't done your homework.
Right.
You may have done your so-called exercises, but you're not comfortable enough to do it. Mm-hmm. You're exerting too much energy, and you're just going to collapse.
Yeah. So, ahead of time, look to see how the weather's going to be like for that week of the said convention, said location of the convention. Dress accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not going to cosplay, dress accordingly. If you're going to cosplay, a lot of respect to you guys.
A lot of respect, good luck, and which leads us to our next item. If you're going to be, you know, wearing clothes, obviously you're wearing clothes and stuff. Food and liquid provisions.
Okay, rule of thumb, and I cannot stress this enough, don't buy from the convention. They're just ripping you off, asking way too much for something you can get for a way cheaper price outside. Or if you decide, which we do, if you're going by car to a convention, you know, and you're parking, buy in advance. Go buy liters of water, maybe a gallon of water or so.
If you're a Costco buyer, it's best if you know, if they have some specific type of water for sale that you know for sure, like, you know, the expiration is like beyond Comic-Con, for example. And it's enough, if it looks enough for something for you to survive for like one bottle a day for 5 days, take it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's like, you know, the regular 16 ounces or a liter or hell, 2 liters, you know, or a gallon. You know, if it's more cheaper to buy beforehand and to bring it with you than to spend, say, $15 on a horrible fish taco and overpriced water.
Yeah. I mean, the bottle itself was, I'm trying to remember the price of it. I want to say $5, $6, $7, $7.50. They always do that, $7.50 or something.
Yeah.
And it's just for a regular ball of water. Like, what the fuck? Literally.
Yeah. So, do yourselves a favor. Just shop a week before you go to your convention. Or if you're going to be there a little bit early, a couple of days early, if you're traveling or if you're in the said city of where said convention is going to be held at, a week before, go do a little shop for yourself. You know, buy water. Buy water with electrolytes, or buy a six pack of Gatorade, trail mix, some simple, easy things that you could just sit down,
tear portable open. And portable.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to buy a 5 gallon jug of water and shit, and you got to carry that with you.
No.
Or a big gigantic box of, I'm looking at it in front of me, oranges, for example.
Right. Get something portable, simple, easy, that is filling and nutritious as well. You know, and
if it's not filling, at least have it be so that you can survive enough.
Yeah.
Like enough hours of the day with it.
Yeah. A good example would be, say, okay, 1 liter of water, a couple packs of trail mix, maybe some fruit that you cut up, and maybe a sandwich that you made. You know, something simple, easy, but yet portable, durable, and you can survive.
Just pace yourself when you're eating. You don't want to hork it all in one sitting.
Yeah.
Because then the temptation of, fried onion rings and chicken tenders and freshly made bacon cheeseburgers or what have you. But when you're looking at the prices, you're like, I know all this will cost me $37 with only my credit card. But I think I want to do it, and I shouldn't have eaten all my, provisions early hand. Pace yourself.
Yeah.
Don't give in to temptation, because that $37 is
that could be your make or break of
make getting or break something of that getting you an buy. Exclusive, especially an exclusive, or buying something that'll get you to meet up with a celebrity, for example. That $37 won't be a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So buy beforehand if you're going to a convention, if it's locally, or if you're driving to a convention. Buy enough that you can survive that week.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And buy smart, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah. And another thing, too, when you're going to convention, or any convention of your choice that you're going, don't spend on the first day.
Unless.
I'll get to that rule. The reason why I say don't spend on the first day is because it's always good to look around and see what's there. Sometimes you'll find something and be like, oh, okay, is this a limited edition? Is there a set amount of it? Or is this just a common thing that I can get it later? You know? If it's something that's like a common thing, maybe like a shirt or a book or something like that, or a figure or a print of some sort. And if you know you can get it later, you can always come back and get it later. Sometimes a good deal is a good rule of thumb that we have. We don't shop until Friday or Saturday. If we know the convention is a 3-day, if it's like a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we don't start until Saturday. Friday, we usually just walk around and see. Unless, if there's certain things that you definitely know that are very limited. So say if there was 50 copies of a book. That's it. That your favorite artist brought, and they only brought 50 copies and signed. Then, yeah, you would make the exception for that rule.
Mm-hmm.
But we say that, okay, same author again, but instead of bringing only 50 books, they brought, like, say, 300. Okay, I can wait a day or two and then come back and pick it up. You know?
But you got to pay attention to the lines, though.
Well, not only that, too, but also if they also have a cap per day.
Yeah, you gotta find that out too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Never shop in the first day unless if you need said item that you know they only have set amount a day. Or in total of the entire show. And last not least, pace yourself. You know, this isn't a marathon. In terms of, you know, you gotta see everything in one setting. No. You know, if you're there for a convention for 2 to 3 days, take your time, absorb everything, go see things that you want to see, go do things that you want to do, enjoy yourself. You don't want to go and do what everyone else is doing because that's what everybody else is doing.
Case in point, if you're going to do the marathon 5-day thing, yes, I include preview night, that is Comic-Con in San Diego. If you're a noob, the one place you don't want to go, unless you dare want to try it, is Hall H. They're very notorious. You gotta camp out there literally the night before. If they allow it. And when they do, they'll give you, you know, there's rules and procedures that'll do that. I think they kind of changed those rules since then because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't count if you want to be in line for tickets for the next day's stuff of Hall H. And that line is ridiculous.
Basically, that's its own convention on its own.
Yes, you're in a line to get in a line to go into the next day thingies, but you're doing it the day before.
Yeah, so.
And I was annoyed at one time because I didn't know that this line existed. And people were camping out literally, I think it was like maybe 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid, and I simply asked him, you know, excuse me, what is this line for? Just simply asking. And he's like, God, this is the line to get into Hall H for tomorrow. Like, why the hell does everybody keep asking us, what the hell is this line? I wanted to sock him.
Yeah. Crazy.
Because that dumbass idiot kid should have realized this known fact. If you're going to a mega convention like Comic-Con or, you know, or Anime Expo, and there's a line, who's not going to want to ask what's this line for and see if you can participate?
Yep. Common courtesy. Never forget that. Common courtesy. But, yeah, you don't want to sacrifice your own fun just because everyone else is doing something, you know.
I mean, yeah, I get it that, you know, you want to see what Hollywood is cooking up to. But unfortunately, this year they're on strike. The writer's strike is still going on.
Yeah.
But the last time something like this happened, it actually happened after Comic-Con. So this is going to be a new thing going on. Because if it still goes on, you know, and then Comic-Con shows up, we may not be seeing a lot out of Hall H or Ballroom 20 this year. Because the writers are prohibiting that.
Unless if they already had stuff that was already done. And they're going to show that. If there's stuff that's already done, say, example, Apple Tree. I don't even know if this exists or not. We're just making it up. A show called Apple Tree. It's about apple trees. And I don't know. That's Lloyd Bridges as Mr. Apple or something. If it's already done, if it's already in post-production and season one's already done, yeah, Apple Tree's going to be there. Now, let's say if Apple Tree was already in pre-production or in development. Oh, yeah, of course it's not going to show up. Why? Because the writer's strike and it was already in pre-development. You know, or in the beginning processes of being developed. You know, some stuff, a lot of shows that are in that zoning area of production, we're not going to see anything or hear anything about them if this continues on. But anything that's already like ready for TV because it's already done and everything and it's in the can, you know, yeah, I guess they're going to bring those over and be like, you know, all right, we got a new show coming this fall.
But we got to be careful because the writers might actually say, uh-uh, we already got a picket line for that, so they can't bring it over.
We'll just got to wait and see.
Unfortunately, that's all we can do about that. Just wait.
Yep. All we got to do is wait and see.
Because, well, as far as this upcoming Comic-Con is concerned, it hasn't. This has not happened before.
No, no. But we don't know. It's so for like every convention right now, we don't know. You know, depending on what convention you're going to, if it's one that has to do with pop culture, is one that has to do with video games, is one that has to do with anime, cinema, or anything like that. Anything that has to do with parts of television, theater, or anything like that, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we don't know if there's going to be people that are going to not show up because they're in support of the strikes, or not going to show up because, well, they just...
there's a picket line somehow.
Yeah, or, you know, don't be upset. Don't be upset with them. Don't take it out on them. Don't do anything to them. You know,
it would also be a bit weird if they actually showed up and protested in front.
True.
So if that ever would occur, don't engage them. Let them do their thing. They have their rights.
Mm-hmm.
Their union. So if you all you gotta do is just, you know, listen to what they have to say from a distance and find out what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
If there's any agreements or not.
Yeah, if you support them, support them. If you don't support them, you don't have to interact with them. Simple as that. You know, if there's one thing that I've known in convention season that a lot of people tend to forget, common sense and common courtesy. Never shows up. I've seen more people being kicked out or banned from conventions for not using common sense or using common courtesy.
Like that famous one years ago in the Resident Evil panel where that person got arrested for stabbing another person in the eye over a seat in Hall H.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we don't want.
Yeah. So, yeah. Common courtesy, common sense. And a story of that, E3, when I went to E3 many moons ago, when E3 was such a thing. I saw a couple people not doing smart things, trying to throw their weight around, not using common sense, and they got kicked out. They got escorted out, and they were blackballed from the convention through the entire time. You know? And it's pretty hard to get kicked out of E3. So they must have pushed wrong people's buttons. But that comes to common sense and common courtesy. They were being jerks to everybody. You know? You know, if you're going to be a jerk to people, you know you got to pay the consequences, and you know what the consequences are. So don't be crying over spilled milk because you already knew what was going to happen, and yet you still did it anyway. Mm. So, yeah. Anything else we left out?
Well, probably, but we'll deal with that maybe next week.
Yeah, we'll try to bring like a little topic or two, you know, bring up something, you know, for the week to get you guys making a little fresher reminder and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week for more things of pop culture and give you guys a little tip of the week for convention season. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. So until then, I am Captain Katz.
And I'm We Are Katz.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week out there. And just be you. And remember, common sense and common courtesy can take you a long way if you do it right. Till then, take care.
Yo-ho!